Now, hold on, you've just learned something important here. The way that we get God's attention is to have something sitting in the front of our head for a long enough period of time that if we agonize over it, we fret over it, we construct it, we draw it, we burn it down, we redo it, to where nothing appeases us. It doesn't feel right, as it were. And then if we finally go to bed and say, I give it to you completely, somewhere in the night, that benevolent consciousness makes it fit and works it into your life. If that's how that works, then what this says to the adepts long ago was, well, then if we're going to interact the divine, then we must reach for a thought that is so lofty, a mathematical problem that is so confusing, that if we hold it there for a long enough period of time, if we keep contemplating on it, if we keep focusing on it, if we keep thinking about it, if, like some lover, it has possessed our very essence, if we allow it to possess us and to hold our consciousness, then if we pause and move away from it, then theoretically, there is a supernatural part of ourself that we will call God that will come and give us the answer to the riddle. Well, they were correct, because why else would ancient religion, the great, great spiritual religion, require that you sit in silence with your eyes closed, quiet, contemplative, and focused? Why would they teach you to do that? Why? To get you out of the way? To teach you how to rest? To teach you how to shut up? To teach you how to be devoted? My God, haven't you ever wondered this? What is the reason for that devotion? Why is it important to sit and to be quiet and to have your eyes closed? What are you supposed to be meditating on? Opening a lotus? Petal by petal by petal by petal? Well, that only works if you've introduced the bud to your brain and you've told your brain that it's important for us to count each petal, because when we run out, we will have illumination. But we have to do it over and over and over and over and over again until we stop thinking about it, that we just do it. Then we have to teach our brain to count petals. And we have to do it every day, every day, every day, until the brain becomes bored with the process. If it does, and we supersede the brain's boredom and insist upon clarity of vision, then one day the kundalini rises and blows your head up. But that's only important. It's only important if you've been taught that philosophically.